You're hearing the sound of drums and protesters at a ritual ceremony in Thailand. That marks the start of some planned protests due to take place over the weekend in the capital city of Bangkok. Anti-government protesters are gathering in the provinces before making their way towards Bangkok for a mass rally that's been planned for Sunday. And the government in Thailand has actually mobilized about 40,000 security personnel ahead of the planned demonstrations. The protesters are mainly supporters of the former prime minister. He was ousted in a military coup in 2006. To help us get details on the situation in Thailand, we're joined by Vodine England. She's a BBC reporter in Bangkok. Hi, Vodine.
Hello.
So who are these protesters? How many are expected? And what is it that they want?
Well, all excellent questions. We call them the red shirts, unsurprisingly, because they wear red shirts. As you mentioned already, many of them are supporters of the former prime minister, Thaksin Shinawat. Many of them are also more than that, though. They say they want social change in Thailand, and they want their vote to count. So they're angry, at the very least, about the fact that Mr. Thaksin was deposed in a military coup. So they're grouped under an organization that's called the UDD. They have branches right across the country. They've been holding sort of political education seminars and rallies and entertainment sessions. And they are all gathering and, as you say, coming to town. They have originally said that they were planning this to be a million-man march. Now, that has been downgraded to something more like maybe 500,000 at the most, which is still, of course, a very large number of people. We're not seeing anything like that yet. A few thousand have made it to Bangkok, holding that ceremony that we heard sound from earlier, to bless the beginning of their demonstration. But it's not actually meant to happen until Sunday, and so we'll find out then if they even pass their basic goal of at least 100,000 people, maybe more.
And we've heard that the government is mobilizing 40,000 security personnel. Are there going to be clashes, do we expect?
Well, if you have that many people around on the streets and you've had a political schism going on for at least 3.5 years, then there is, of course, a possibility that things could get out of hand. They did almost a year ago, when the Red Shirts actually prevented a major regional summit from taking place in Thailand, and the subsequent clampdown saw two people dead. Since then, the Red Shirt movement has been very firm in saying that we are a peaceful movement. There is no intent to have any violent incident at all. And only time will tell, of course, if that is what happens. There's all sorts of conspiracy theories. Is the government beating up the chance of violence to justify a crackdown? Are the Reds pretending that they're peaceful when they're not? Who will know?
And is there any chance they're going to get the new elections that they're asking for?
Perhaps not immediately, but certainly in the near future, in the next year or so, this current government will probably feel the need to prove its legitimacy at the ballot box.
Vodine England is a BBC reporter in Thailand talking about some planned protests on Sunday when some anti-government protesters are going to gather in Bangkok for a mass rally.